When the drip, drip, drip of your plumbing slows down, it means there's a problem. And that's why Marvin has written to us here on Home Show Radio Early Edition. I'm Charlie, that's Tom, and on the line is Vic from TDT. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Charlie.
Here's what's going on with Marvin. I'm hoping you can help us out here. He says he's not had any issues with pinhole leaks or anything, but his pressure has dropped down a lot. And he contacted some plumbers to get a job on repiping, and they gave him some PEX bids. But his wife heard Tom talking about the idea that there's another way to get this done, to clean them out and recoat them. So the question is, does it make sense to use your E-pipe restoration process or to repipe? How do you make that decision?
Excellent question from Marvin. And the fact is that it depends on your particular situation because, quite frankly, both the E-pipe solution as well as the repipe is an excellent option. But it really comes down to whether or not, for example, when we recommend a repipe and we use PEX, we use the Uponor PEX system, if the customer is going through, let's say, a remodel, or renovation of their home where they've already opened up walls and things of that nature, or unfortunately for a lot of folks whose homes flooded, they had no option but to do that. And so in that case, the pipes are exposed, and they've already incurred the cost of all the drywall, repair, painting, et cetera. So in that case, it makes perfect sense to go with a repipe. Now, on the opposite side of that, if you're not doing a remodel, your home didn't flood, so you don't have your pipes exposed, then the E-pipe is an excellent option because guess what? You're going to save a ton of money because there's no need to do any drywall repairs or painting or anything like that because the E-pipe is a completely uninvasive solution.
That means that you're going to access the pipe, what, by existing bibs to get in there, like say the washer and dryer bibs or the faucets in the sink or something? Is that how you get to the pipes?
Exactly, Charlie. The pipes stub out of the wall. So underneath your kitchen sink, you have your hot and cold pipe stubbing out. Same thing for all the lavatories, for your toilets, for your hose bibs, water supply lines to the refrigerator. The only place the pipes do not stub out of the wall is behind your bathtub or shower. And with respect to the bathtubs, a lot of homes already have an access panel, typically in the clothes closet. So we can open that panel up and simply connect to the hot and cold pipe.
And then you sandblast them, you coat them, and they're better than new. And that's the restoration. Now, if I'm just fixed on wanting repiping, I can call TDT and get that as well.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's one of the beauties about TDT is that we do both. We're always going to give you that option, and it's up to the customer to make the right solution based on their particular circumstance.
And that's why they're our Home Show Pro. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Click on the TDT tile on the homepage, and it'll take you to Vic and Company and Gary and everybody else over there. Hey, Vic, thanks for helping us out this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great day.